This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 455 and three quarters, up two. May corn, 462 and a quarter, up two. July corn, 466 and three quarters, up two. March soybeans, 1358 and a quarter, up four. May soybeans, 1347 and three quarters, up five and three quarters. July soybeans, 1331 and three quarters, up seven. March wheat, 616 and a quarter, down four. May wheat, 613 and a half, no change. July wheat, 617 and a quarter, up a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Rees, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mostly higher on Thursday afternoon. Corn and soybeans posted gains after the USDA's chief economist came out with planting expectations less than the trade expected for corn and soybeans. Technical trading pushed March wheat lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 2 cents higher at 426 to 450. Soybean bids were 4 to 7 cents higher at 1307 to 1343. And in central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents higher at 429 to 453. Soybean bids were 4 to 8 cents higher at 1337 to 1369. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 cents higher at 438 to 460. Soybean bids were 4 to 6 cents higher at 1350 to 1390. Wheat bids were 4 to 5 cents lower at 606 to 649. Illinois soybean processors, cash soybean bids were 4 to 9 cents higher at 1365 to 1388. With the basis steady to 5 higher at 7 to 30 over the March. High-pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $488.90 to $490.90, and that's per ton, down $2.10, with the basis steady at 38 to 40 over the March. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 2 cents higher at $451 to $463, with the basis steady at 5 under to 7 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids steady to 2 cents higher at 449 to 457. The base is steady to 2 cents lower at 7 under to 1 over the March. Soybeans into 2 to 4 cents higher at 1350 to 1360, with the base is steady to 2 cents lower at 8 under to 2 over the March. New crop wheat prices were steady at $5.92 to $5.97, with the basis steady at 20 to 25 under the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 7 cents higher at $4.79 to $4.82. These elevators' soybean prices were mixed, with quotations at $14.04 to $14.05. Soft wheat closed 4 to 5 cents lower at 655 to 57, and Milo ended the day 2 to 12 cents higher at 525 to 526. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivery in the northern and western part of the state, corn went from 429 to 444, soybeans 1101 to 1146. And in the central part of the state, corn ranged from 429 to 444, and soybeans were 1108 to 1134. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 428 to 449, and soybeans were 1110 to 1152. Soft wheat ranged from 577 to 607. That concludes a report. I'm Bob Rees with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Here are your closing livestock future quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 144.60, up 72 cents. April live cattle, 141.87, up 5 cents. June live cattle, 133.25, up 17 cents. March feeder cattle 171.12, down 5 cents. April feeder cattle 171.80, down 65 cents. May feeder cattle 172.60, down 47 cents. April lean hogs 97.82, up 62 cents. May lean hogs 105.90, up 17 cents. June lean hogs 107.77, up 27 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 20th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 86 to 90 with a weighted average carcass price of $87.54. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 55 to 58. 4 to 5 weights, 56 to 63, 5 to 550 weights, 60 to 64, and 550 and up, were 62 to 65. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points were trading a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from 58 up to 63. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 9,515 head. And now from the Greenville Livestock Auction Report for Wednesday, February 19th, they had receipts of 693 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 138 to 144. Select and choice steers were 131 to 138. And select steers were at 125. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were bringing 123 to 132.50. Select and choice Holstein steers were 116 to 121, and select Holstein steers were 110 to 115. Choice slaughter heifers 2s and 3s were 138 to 141, and choice heifers 3s and 4s were 135 to 138. Select and choice heifers were 130 to 138.50. On to the slaughter cows. Premiums were bringing 110.50 to 111. Breakers, $100. Boners were bringing 83 to 92, and the leans, 76 to 88. Lighter weight bulls, between 1,000 and 1,500 pounds, brought 105, and 1,500 to 2,000 pound bulls were bringing 90 to 102.50. Now on to the Schuyler livestock sale for Thursday, February the 19th. Wednesday, February the 19th, they had receipts of 280 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 138 to 144. Choice slaughter heifers were 136.75 to 145. Slaughter cows, premiums were bringing 102 to 109. Breakers were 85 to 90. Boners were 81.75 to 85. And leans were 73 to 74.50. They had a few slaughter bulls bringing 96.75. Now on the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report. Unfortunately, we had no reportable trade on either steers or heifers today. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 401 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $97.68. And that was $2.72 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $2.14.32. That was 47 cents higher, with select carcasses at $2.11.36, and that was 13 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000, which compared to 109,000 last week, and 93,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 423,000, which compared to 382,000 last week and 402,000 a year ago. Now to Reel's Hay Auction Report. For February 19th, they had receipts of 1,825 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares were $4.50 to $6.25 a bale. Good quality small squares, $2.50 to $4 a bale. Large squares were $44 to $48 a bale. Alfalfa Orchard Grass Premium Quality Small Squares were $4.25 to $6.25 a bale. Alfalfa Mixed Grass Good Quality Small Squares $2.25 a bale, and large squares were $44. Premium Orchard Grass Small Squares were $4.50, and Wheat Straw Good Quality Small Squares were $4 to $5.40 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. February and March corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.60. February and March corn delivered to Scottville, $4.51. February beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.71. March beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.55. February beans delivered to Scottville, $13.60. March beans delivered to Scottville, $13.44. February wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.21. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.60. Corn at Scottville is $4.51. Beans at Greenfield are $13.71. Beans at Scottville are $13.60. And wheat at Scottville is $6.21. USDA has released the preliminary results of the 2012 Census of Agriculture. The census shows an increase in the value of agricultural products sold in the U.S., totaling $394.6 billion in 2012, an increase of 33% from 2007. For just the second time in census history, crop sales exceeded livestock sales. Per farm average value of sales increased over $52,000 between 2007 and 2012, continuing a 30-year upward trend and representing the largest rise in census history. While the number of farms and land in farms were slightly down, they held steady. The U.S. had 2.1 million farms in 2012, down 4.3% from the 2007 census. An overall downward trend in mid-sized farms continued, while the smallest and largest-sized farms held steady. The amount of land in farms declined from 922 million acres to 915 million between 2007 and 2012. That's a decline of less than 1%, and it is the third smallest decline between censuses since 1950. The 2012 census also shows that principal farm operators are becoming older. The average age of a principal farm operator in 2012 was 58.3 years, up 1.2 years since 2007, and continuing a 30-year trend of steady increase. USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service Administrator Cynthia Clark says the release of preliminary census results is just a first look at the data. The final report will be published in May. There are some interesting dynamics happening in both the cattle and hog markets this week. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions for an analysis of what we're seeing.
Well, we had some very impressive prices for boxed beef on Monday when the markets were closed. Boxed beef prices were $2 to $3 higher, and we saw good movement for Monday. That was encouraging, so that's giving us early strength today. The packer margins are still estimated to be minus $125 a head, so something has to give. But overall, we're seeing some stability come back to the fat cattle market. When we look at feeder cattle, they are following the fat cattle market higher. They're watching the corn prices closely, but overall seeing them move higher as well on the cash as well as the futures. As we look at the hog complex, the February's rolled off the board now. The cash market is trending higher. The cash index has been up 19 days in a row now. We're starting to see the effects of the PED virus start to reach the marketplace. With weights starting to turn lower very slowly and the numbers of hogs starting to be affected. Now, not major ways, but we are starting to see the trend start to happen. That's giving a lot of boldness to futures traders to push lean hog futures higher. I personally think that the April contract is probably going too high too fast relative to the cash market, but it's pretty hard to prove them wrong right now this far ahead of expiration.
Now, with the lower number of cattle, lowest numbers than we've seen in a while, and now with the hog populations decreasing, What's going to happen to livestock feed? We were hoping that the hog industry would be able to step up and make up for the gap that the cattle industry would be leaving, but it looks like that might not happen now.
Well, that's creating quite a debate right now in the corn market because USDA made the significant increase in feed usage estimate on its balance sheet. And so many in the trade say, well, you can't justify feed usage that high. I agree with them, and I think USDA's feed estimate is too high. However, I've also noticed the tendency that when supplies are ample, USDA does tend to have high feed usage estimate, and they tend to stick with it. And when tight supplies are the problem, then they tend to have numbers that are really too low to be justified, and they tend to stick with it. So while I think they're too high in their feed estimate, I'm not sure we're going to get any type of adjustment for USDA to really influence the markets.
Something to watch out for.
Absolutely. One thing is for sure, uncertainty will remain, and it will keep volatility in the market. Traders love volatility.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. For FFA Week, I spoke to some FFA students in our listening area to hear about some of the activities they do. One thing open to FFA students are Supervised Agricultural Experiences, or SAEs. I spoke with Morrisonville FFA member Joey Fall about his corn-related SAE project.
Yes, I worked on it, and Mr. J got me into the grain show, and I thank him on that, and I'm very pleased on how I did in there.
So have you learned anything through your corn SAE project?
Yeah, I learned that different hybrids and different how you can have different seeds and what populations you have and a bunch of stuff.
And you said that you're a freshman, so what are your goals for high school, especially when you're focusing on FFA?
I hope to be an officer one day and hopefully work on getting my state degree whenever I'm a senior, and hopefully it turns out good.
All right, and you're happy with the FFA so far? Had some good experiences?
Yep, I attended the National FFA Convention. I'm glad I got to do that. It was very nice, and I'm glad Mr. Justin asked me to go on that.
SAEs aren't the only thing FFA members can do. The Morrisonville FFA chapter also has a field plot where they can get some first-hand field experience. I spoke with Jaron Thomas about his experience with the FFA plot.
Yeah, the FFA ag plot. I'm glad that Mr. J has ground that we can go out there, and it helps us a lot more in agriculture, learning hands-on out there, learning about soybeans and corn hybrids. We got to do yield checks and learn about lodging, canopying, and we did some fertilizer checks, and FS helped us out with that, and I thank you for that.
And where do the funds for this plot go?
We put them right back into FFA, and the trips we take, and we harvest the ag plot for money to pay for stuff in FFA.
And as I understand, you don't just work outside in the field. You've been doing some work in your shop here.
Yeah, Mr. J gladly just got us a forge after we went to Carlinville and got a little like hands-on training with forge. And then we got one here and we've got it running, and all the kids really enjoy it.
So not just during FFA week, but all year round, FFA members are busy with quite an assortment of projects. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.